This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The American people are being played for chumps, just chumps, paying four times the cost for the same drug in another OECD country. We're chumps.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are resistance.
Hey, Alex Jones is still on the air 6 days a week at InfoWars.com. Free video streams are available at InfoWars.com/show. Spread those links and be a part of the Second American Revolution against global tyranny. You are all Paul Revere. Following the arrest of John Kapoor, the founder of Insys Therapeutics, for conspiring to bribe doctors to prescribe addictive painkillers to patients that didn't need them.
It took 15 days for a federal jury in Boston to find former Insys Therapeutics chairman John Kapoor and four other former company executives guilty as part of what prosecutors described as a nationwide conspiracy.
The BBC reported John Kapoor, the former billionaire, was found guilty of racketeering conspiracy for his role in a scheme which also misled insurers. Along the way, Insys Therapeutics had a rap video made to educate their employees on boosting sales for its fentanyl spray, Subsys, an obvious homage paid toward the crack-slinging epidemic of the 1980s into the early 90s.
Bad, but I'm the baddest. I was created in a lab in the land of the cactus. I'm the man in the city. Can't match this. Even if you ran and you planned and you practiced.
It became very clear that the opioid crisis, which has killed tens of thousands of Americans, is one of systemic failure brought on by the pharmaceutical kingpin's iron grip on the healthcare industry and Congress.
Do you know of any instances where branded pharmaceutical drug companies paid a generic competitor not to compete as part of a patent settlement?
So patent litigation is part of the Hatch-Waxman.
Do you know of any instances where that's happened?
I know that the Supreme Court has addressed instances where that has been the allegation.
But the American people are being played for chumps, just chumps, paying four times the cost for the same drug in another OECD country? We're chumps.
More people in the county are dying due to overdosing on prescription drugs, specifically painkillers.
They're going in, they're saying they have these pains, and then they're turning around and doctors are prescribing them the pain meds.
A woman is admitted to the ER for a prescription pill overdose every 3 minutes. What's more, the number of women dying from prescription pill overdoses jumped 400% between 1999 and 2010.
What did his doctors and healthcare providers say to him?
Basically, that he needed to continue to take the medication.
And all of them?
All of them.
When he came home, did he continue to take all the medication?
He followed the doctor's orders.
The next month, Green died in his sleep.
But this crisis is being sort of largely overlooked by the general population. People are aware of it, but they're not angry about it in a way that's really commensurate with the scope of what we're facing today. A lot of people have described it to me as sort of what we experienced in the 1980s and 90s when we faced the AIDS epidemic.
MM&M reported, it's one thing when a drug maker targets a doctor for delivering marketing talks because he or she is a dynamic speaker. It's quite another for the manufacturer to recruit the clinician because they're a high prescriber of a particular brand who can boost sales, sometimes by writing scripts for unapproved uses. Unfortunately, the latter scenario has happened all too often at most major pharma companies. Most have paid fines for such malfeasance and have entered into so-called corporate integrity agreements with the government. But in most cases, there's been no admission of guilt for their promotional stunts. It was almost as if fines for the abuses were simply considered the cost of doing business. It's obvious that pharmaceutical lobbyists have rigged the game, and there's little Congress is willing to do about it other than continue to take their cut. Fortune.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Guest host here, Caitlin Bennett, the Kent State Gun Girl, and you are watching the Alex Jones Show. Well, we saw an amazing John Bowne report during the break, and he really gets into the opioid crisis, and that really made me think about the opioid problem we're having actually in Ohio, your home state, where you have these massive drug overdoses increasing in the nation, and many of that is linked to the fentanyl use. They're actually putting fentanyl in many of these drugs now, and most of these drug users don't know it, and they take the drugs, and they lethally overdose, and this has caused the drug death toll to just skyrocket across the United States. And, you know, this kind of goes more into the drug problems we have in the United States and how dangerous it is. You know, some people say, hey, we should just legalize everything. Others want to really crack down. Well, you know, I'm kind of somewhere along the lines of, you know, I wouldn't want my loved one to take opiates on accident laced with fentanyl and overdose and die. You know, that's a scary thing that's happening across the United States right now. And it speaks to the problem at the border where we have drugs flowing in from cartels.
Well, first we need to look at why we have such a drug problem. And I'm a libertarian, so I believe that you should be able to do what you want. And the government shouldn't come in and be able to say, you know, like, you can't do that. But there is an overarching problem because the drug war started with a racist policy, and now people have to lace their drugs to make them stronger, because when you try to ban something, it just makes it ten times worse. So the black market for drugs is really bad right now, and they're just making everything stronger in a little doses that they can get it across the border. They can sell it like that. So, boy, this has been a problem in the making decades ago.
For a very long time. And, you know, we saw what has happened in Colorado, though. You know, I lived in Colorado for a while, and I kind of witnessed a lot of the legalization and medicalization with cannabis. And we saw how they were actually able to make sure that people who were going to use it regardless, either for medical reasons, whatever, that they were able to get safe medicine or cannabis. It's not going to be laced with something. They're not going to worry about overdosing. So at least in that way, it's safe. You put it in the hands of American businessmen rather than the hands of drug cartels. That's the bottom line. We don't want drug cartels being the ones who are gaining all this money, all this power, because what do they do with that money? They buy guns. And then they terrorize people in their home countries. And that's what we've seen going on in Mexico and places like that.
Where they terrorize people with their guns that American citizens can't, in cities where American citizens can't have guns to protect themselves in turn, which is incredibly unfortunate and ironic. So the drug problem is just so overarching, and it's just a problem that now, because we started the drug war, has become something that we don't know how to control. Because if we legalize everything, you know, what happens there? But if we start going more into the drug war, what happens there? It's something that is not easily answered. Maybe we need to change our society to be like, don't take drugs, instead of being like, oh, it's so cool to do this and whatever. Maybe we should be telling people.
Well, yeah, I mean, there should be more like rehabilitation centers, obviously.
Yeah.
More rehab. And we know that Trump and, you know, others have talked about trying to loosen up harsh penalties on people that have been thrown in jail for decades for, you know, a little bit of cannabis or something. Yeah, meanwhile, Hillary Clinton and Comey and all of these Democrats can commit all these insane crimes against the country. Essentially, tyrannical acts against the country, yet they are free. You know, that's one of the things. I mean, we just recently went out to cover the MAGA Bash 2019 down in Galveston. And one of the main things that the Trump supporters out there were saying was they still want Hillary locked up. Americans are not letting go. They want Hillary locked up. The crimes that have been committed against the American people are just too much. You know,
absolutely. I mean, they still chant at Trump rallies, lock her up, because they still remember. The mainstream media wants you to forget. They want you to forget. They don't want to show where the Trump supporters are chanting lock her up. And when they do, it's to demonize Trump supporters. But we remember what happened in Benghazi. We remember the lies that she told everybody about that situation and that she still tells to this day. Something needs to happen to our politicians. They need to be held accountable for their actions.
Not to mention Haiti. I mean, all that money that was supposed to go to the Haitian people.
Yeah.
And the Clinton Foundation just took all that. I mean, that was ridiculous. Okay, that was ridiculous. But, you know, getting back to the whole drug epidemic in America, that's why so many people want the border wall. They want a secure border because you don't want these cartels gaining power, money, and access to our country. I mean, it's a security issue, but what happens when you have drug-dealing cartels like, you know, MS-13 and others roaming our streets in America, selling drugs, getting into violent shootouts and drug wars with each other in our country? That's not going to be good for our country. And, you know, people in Mexico, the reason they're all trying to come here is to get away from those cartels, and because even when they're in Mexico, they cannot defend themselves. They don't have a Second Amendment, you know, and you go out and debate so many liberal college kids that don't know anything about the country that we live in and why our rights are so important. I mean, how many college kids are you hearing this from?
They don't want a border wall, but then they don't want people, especially college students or anyone, to have firearms to protect themselves against the people who are coming across that border wall. And it's not families. It's not mostly kids and women trying to find a better life. It's terrorists. I mean, Trump said it perfect. They're not sending their best people across the wall. That's plain and simple. We know it's not happening. And then the Democrats come in and they say, we're going to let all of these people bringing drugs, bringing their own guns, bringing their own problems, sex trafficking into the country. And we're going to strip your gun rights away from you. So we're going to let them in. We're going to let them terrorize you. And you can't protect themselves, protect yourself. So I just think it's incredibly insulting. It's insulting. And I oftentimes try to have these conversations with college students to let them know, like, this is what's happening at the border. This is why we need to protect ourselves. And it's like, I don't know if they just can't put the link together, but they don't. Because they're getting their information from college leftist professors and CNN and MSNBC. So they're not going to listen to me.
You know, one thing, Caitlin, I'm sure a lot of listeners and viewers out there are curious to know. What made you get involved? Like, why did you start going out? Because even before you worked at InfoWars, you were already out there. You did your photo op, you know, with your gun on campus. You started going out and quizzing people and doing these reports. What inspired you to do that?
So I have always been a fan of you, Millie. I would watch your videos, so I was like, that would be so cool if I could just be like Millie or whatever and do the things that she does. I was once a fan of Cabot Phillips, no longer, and but I was like, I would love to be able to do that and have a big name for myself because I think it would be so fun. But what got me into everything was David Hogg. I thought that he was incredibly fake. He was a puppet. He didn't know what he was talking about. And the mainstream media propped him up like he was the saint. He knew so much about everything. He's so brave. And I was like, oh my gosh, this guy couldn't even lift a gun. Why is he talking about banning them? So I was like, I have to be that person that goes out and shows a different side. And as a woman, I think it makes it much more of an impact. But from there, I seized an opportunity. I have a great work ethic, and I did it. And,
you've been so successful. I mean, Caitlin Bennett has generated tens of millions of views on social media, and she's done a great job getting these issues and points out to many people by being controversial. And sometimes you just have to go out there and do it. And that's why, you know, I'm so glad that you're now with InfoWars. And, you know, that's why we need your guys' support. We need all the support we can get from you, the listener, because it's your support that allows us to hire reporters like Caitlin Bennett so that she can then go out and cover more events here and there and expose the liberals for the uneducated, intolerant, crazy, emotionally incompetent people that they are. So come back on the other side of this break. We will be talking about abortion in this country and the debates that are sparking up on social media.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good. And some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm Millie Weaver, and we have Caitlin Bennett guest hosting, and you're watching The Alex Jones Show. Now, the liberals, the SJWs, want to tell you that, you know, it's your body, your choice. You can choose whether or not to kill your baby, but you can't choose whether or not to vaccinate your baby. The Democrats don't want you to have a choice in that matter. And, you know, we see so many times these parents coming out and telling these stories about how their children, just the lights turn. They become autistic. They develop autoimmune disorders, and they watch their child literally go away. The lights in their eyes go away right before their eyes, and it's just insane. I have a three-month-old baby now. I just had my baby daughter.
Congratulations.
And, yes, thank you, Caitlin. And this isn't my first one. I have a son, but the bottom line is that the doctors always want to pressure you about vaccines. You know, I know we have slightly, you know, our own opinions all across the conservative realm. Everyone has opinions about vaccines. But I think the most important opinion is that we, the parents, should have the right to choose. Do we want this vaccine list, which is already insanely long, to get even longer and longer and longer, and then we don't have a choice whether or not we vaccinate our children? And then at what point is it we don't have a choice whether or not we get vaccinated? Do you want to have to get flu shots every year or multiple flu shots every year? Because that's what they're going with. That's where it's heading. And, you know, here comes Alex Jones. I think he's got something to say on vaccines.
No, it's crazy. We've got a special guest, Elmo, in his real voice. Elmo wants to, this is going viral on Twitter right now. Yes. Paul Watson in Elmo's body.
Yes, let's hear what Elmo has to say about vaccines.
I don't know if you were happy that day, but I read on your Facebook page you were getting a vaccination. You were singing.
A PhD immunologist and vaccine proponent recently admitted during a conference that babies are only given shots up to age one in order to train the parents to get their children into the medical system.
And they just stuck you with that?
And that the vaccines are completely worthless. The notion that babies are being injected with vaccines in the first year of their life simply in order to brainwash parents into feeding their children into the medical system is an extremely disturbing premise.
So that was Don Lemonhead, the talking mouthpiece pundit, interviewing Elmo with Paul Joseph Watson, voiceovering some facts about vaccines there. So, I mean, Elmo seemed to have a lot to say about vaccines, Caitlin. What do you think about that?
He had a lot to say, and I'm shocked. I'm shocked that Elmo said that, but it looked like Don Lemonhead there was
I mean, what do you think, Caitlin? You tend to be a little bit more libertarian-leaning.
Yes.
What do you think? What's your opinion on the vaccine subject, given that, you know, libertarians tend to be leaning more like they think the government shouldn't be telling them what to do? I mean, what's your stance on vaccines?
So, I have a confession. I have always been very pro-vaccine. I went to school for a zoology degree / biology degree, and we talked a lot about vaccines in our classes, but we never talked about the dangers. So once I started getting into politics and I started watching InfoWars and I heard all of these things, I was like, oh my gosh, like,
Exactly. That's the truth. They don't want you. That's what the problem is. Many of these nurses, they vaccinate their children as well because they hear the same thing in medical school. They only tell you about, you know, why you need it, what it does, and they don't ever talk about
the
negative.
What they also do is they bring up the fact that that one doctor said that it causes autism, and then they really hound you with the fact that he lost his license to practice medicine. And, like, that's all fine and dandy. I don't really want to, like, get into the nitty-gritty of vaccines or whatever. But they really push that instead of talking about, like, what could actually happen. Do I think vaccines cause autism? Right now, no, I don't think that they cause autism. I think that there are a lot of bad things that are happening that we're just trying to, the mainstream media and doctors in the medical community is just trying to suppress.
What they teach you in the medical schools, they teach nurses and people, even for animals. I mean, they vaccinate the animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
They teach you only what they want you to know because a lot of the curriculum, the books, are funded by Big Pharma.
Yeah.
So why is Big Pharma going to fund literature that shows that their stuff has adverse reactions? I mean, you can literally read the vaccine inserts, and it tells you, yes, if there's a possibility of autism on MMR, there's a possibility of autoimmune disease, diabetes. It literally has a list. I could not believe when I took out the insert and I actually read it for myself. Okay, it's scary. And see, that's the thing, is many nurses themselves, they go to medical school, they're told all the good things about vaccines that Big Pharma has paid for in the curriculum, but then they vaccinate their kids, and then they watch their kids get adversely affected, where they vaccinate the kid's nonstop screaming, having gastrointestinal distress, fevers, convulsions, and then the child just stops breathing and dies, or the lights turn off, the child becomes, you know, a different person, gets brain damage. So you have all of these testimonies from people who used to be nurses on, you know, that vaxxed show where they go around, right. They tour around the United States. All these parents, they have that, right? So you can't deny that there's like a possibility of an adverse reaction, but they don't want to teach the nurses that, and the doctors that. And one of the reasons why it was interesting you brought up how they said that they talk about the doctors losing their license if they're against vaccination.
Yes.
See how scary that is? You go to school, you take out all of these student loans, you're in debt, hundreds of thousands of dollars so that you could become a doctor. You owe all this money to banks.
Well, what's really
and then you,
scary?
If you come out against it and you don't push the vaccines, how are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to pay your debt off?
Right. Well, what's really scary about it is that I never really wanted kids, but my fiance does. So now I'm kind of like, you know, what do I do? Whatever. And when I hear these testimonials about the vaccines, it honestly scares me. It makes me not want to even have kids because I don't want to have to sit with that struggle. Do I vaccinate? Do I not? What happens if I don't? What happens if I do? It's terrifying.
They fear-monger. They terrify parents. And as soon as you're in that room with the doctor, the fear-mongering begins. Your child's going to get all these third-world diseases that are eradicated. Well, wait a second. Aren't these diseases eradicated? And here's the other thing. A large percentage of the 80-year-old and 90-year-old population in the United States still walks around today and is perfectly fine. You know, my husband's grandmother, 90 years old, has never had a vaccine because they weren't vaccinated when they were little. She didn't have any of it, not even the polio. And she's outliving her children. She's healthy. She chooses to go mow the lawn on a riding lawnmower every other weekend. This woman is healthy. Why? Because she literally will not go to the doctor. She will not. Any little thing. We're like, okay, maybe you should. Nope, nope, nope. All her siblings that went to the doctor took all their pills, all their pharmaceuticals, got the flu shots, all that stuff. They died. Why is she outliving everyone? Maybe there's something we can learn from my husband's grandma, who's 90 years old and has never been vaccinated, is healthier than her children. Coming back, we'll be talking about the abortion debate.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Like, good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products to keep me on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm Millie Weaver, guest reporting for Alex Jones, and I'm here with Caitlin Bennett, the Kent State Gun Girl, and we're going to be talking about the abortion debate that just keeps on going in this nation, and I really think that it's going to keep on going because babies are being killed. I mean, I was talking to you the other day, Caitlin. I was saying I really believe that society, maybe 20, 30 decades from now, is going to look back on this time period and think, what barbaric people
existed back then. How barbaric was our society that we literally allowed a massive holocaust of babies? That's about 60 million babies in the U.S. that are gone, killed, murdered, their lives snuffed out since Roe versus Wade. That's insane.
Well, what's funny is we look back at slavery, as we should, and we say, that was terrible. How could we have allowed that to happen in the first place? I can't believe that black people don't choose to be black. It's just the color of their skin. How could we treat them like that? Babies don't choose to be made. Babies are innocent. But we pick these certain circumstances that are innocent. Black people don't choose to be black. Babies don't choose their circumstances for how they wound up in your womb. And that's why I'm so passionate about pro-life causes, even in the cases of rape and incest. And I know that's a big controversy, even for conservatives. They're like, how could we force women to carry the baby of their rapist? Because the baby didn't do anything wrong. And it's very common sense to me, and I'm sure our listeners have a lot of common sense too to understand this. But it literally hurts my heart to even think that we have women out there marching in the streets demanding abortion. And it's not rare abortion where the mother's life is in danger. It's abortion on demand. They want it on demand.
Definitely. They want, even up until the day before, the moment before the baby's born. You know, and the Alabama governor was saying, even after, if the baby mistakenly gets born, we'll wait and see what the mother wants to do. If she wants to kill it, then they think that it should be killed.
That was Virginia, right?
Oh, yeah, Virginia. Yeah. That's right. I mean, this is crazy that the Democrats are pushing this, because a very small percentage of our population actually supports third trimester abortion. And that's why I do believe that conversation, that debate is going to continue all throughout up until the 2020 presidential election, because you have these Democrat candidates now who are coming out and getting behind that message.
Yeah.
Beto O'Rourke, you know, I went and questioned him at a bar when he was giving a speech there, asked him what his stance was on third trimester abortion. And he said he supported it. The woman's right to choose. It's her body, you know. It's her. And the audience applauded him.
Oh, yeah. They were just
cheering
like,
abortion.
They were like sheep. They're like robots. Like, oh, abortion. I love it. That's great. Yeah, let's have more. What really bothers me is that people don't understand why Alabama, and even in Ohio, we have a heartbeat bill, and Missouri, I believe it was, they don't understand why these states are taking such extreme measures to protect life, because they see the abundance of states, liberal states, that are pushing extreme measures to be able to abort your babies even after they're born. What did you guys expect, to the Democrats, what did you guys expect to happen when you push the genocide of unborn babies and then include babies that are already born? I am so thankful. I am so happy that we have Republicans in office in these states like Alabama and Ohio that are saying, that is enough. If you're going to go to the extreme one side, we're no longer going to tolerate it. And we're going to make Ohio, we're going to make Alabama a safe place for babies. And when we tell women that they can still have careers if they choose life, if they choose to have a baby, that is women empowerment. It is not empowering to tell women that they are not strong enough to have a baby and have a career, have a baby and go to school. How, I would be so insulted if someone looked at me and said, you have to abort your baby because you can't handle a career and a baby.
Oh, you know, that's happening
insulting.
In China. I mean, they have forced abortions there. And that's why I think that it's so important that this precedent that's set, that we stand up for life and say, no one has the right to choose whether or not somebody else dies out of their own convenience, because it's, you know, they don't want to have to take care of it. They just don't want it. At what point are the elderly going to be being treated that way because no one wants to take care of them or look after them? You know, it's a slippery slope.
It's absolutely a slippery slope, because now how far do we take it that, well, this baby was conceived in rape. It didn't choose it. It got put there, but it was conceived in rape, so that's an undesirable trait.
And they use the smallest little population to try to set the precedent for the whole. Like, the amount of babies, I was reading recently, like, the amount of babies that are actually conceived in rape is, like, unbelievably raped. Well, and actually 75% of the women who are raped, they actually have the baby.
Yes.
And they end up being happier for it. There's studies out there that, you know, when the woman has the baby or when the woman aborts the baby after rape, she's more likely to be suicidal.
Yes.
It's, you know, women who have abortions are, you know, typically have suicidal thoughts. And the left wants to try to deny that.
Out on my Twitter, there is a short clip where I went to a pro-life protest against Brian Sims, the really disgusting Pennsylvania state rep, whatever he is, that was shaming and harassing women that were praying for unborn babies. And there I asked people, what is the biggest myth surrounding abortion? And the number one answer I got was that the number one myth is that it's safe. Abortion is not safe. One, we can roll out even the argument that you can't have a safe procedure where you're ending the life and the heartbeat of another human. But also, having your body reject what is natural for women to have babies. We are made to have babies. We are still animals. But to have your body reject and force to reject
it's not safe.
A pregnancy,
it's not safe.
Is that normal?
No, it's not safe. And one of the craziest things I heard was when I was doing my, you know, investigative report, where when I was 9 months pregnant, I tried to schedule an abortion. And I was able to actually find clinics in New Mexico that would carry out an abortion procedure if I went there and paid them $17,000. Yeah, it sounded like I was paying for a hitman to kill my baby. It was that crazy. And they want you to essentially go through the process of actually giving birth in a clinic, okay, not in a hospital setting. So wait a second. Mm-hmm. A clinic will let me have a vaginal birth without doctors in order to have an abortion, but the hospital wouldn't even let me do a VBAC. They said it wasn't safe. I had to do a C-section. What are we coming to? This is insane. That means women's lives are in danger, at risk, to even have these not with doctors, not in hospital settings, at clinics. It's not safe, essentially. And, you know, before, I just want to get to this really quick because we have this article here. Jim Carrey's pro-abortion tweet.
I have a bone to pick with Jim Carrey, because he's actually gone after me before and has blamed me for the school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, which is so disgusting. But at least I can say Jim Carrey knows who I am now. But I never liked him. He's not funny. He's disgusting, and he's insane now. The older he gets, the crazier he gets. But maybe we can put it up on the screen, but there is a really disgusting photo that he drew of the Alabama governor getting suctioned out of the woman's womb
as a baby. They took the aborted fetus baby's body and put the face of the Alabama governor, and basically they're saying she should have been aborted.
So this picture shows a couple different things. One, it shows that, you know, women, feminists and Democrats say that, oh, abortions don't really happen where they stick something in and suck out the baby. Well, he drew it happening, so right there he disproves that is what's actually happening in abortion. The other thing is that when they say abortion isn't murder, you're not taking away someone's life. Well, yes, you are.
Exactly. Well, on the other side of this break, we are going to be talking about the medical nightmare I experienced with my newborn baby when she was born. So stay tuned. You aren't going to want to miss this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. I'm Millie Weaver, and this is Caitlin Bennett, the Kent State Gun Girl, and we are guest hosting the Alex Jones Show. Now, we've been talking about all kinds of things, abortion, and one of the topics that's on the top of our mind is vaccines and, you know, essentially how parental rights with the medical establishment are being whittled away, and Democrats are behind that push to whittle away your parental rights. So you can essentially choose to kill your baby, but you can't choose whether or not you vaccinate your baby. I mean, that sounds pretty wild. You know, I know that the crew back there was talking about a medical study which even tries to say that mercury in vaccines is good for your baby. That somehow mercury is good for your baby. It's like they didn't read history when the Mad Hatters had their exposure to mercury because they used to use mercury to clean the buckles for people's hats. The reason they were called Mad Hatters was because they were mad. They were insane. They had mental problems because of all the mercury exposure. But no, mercury is good for your baby, you know. This is insane. And, you know, we are going to get into my personal story that I had because, you know, I just recently had a baby. And she's now 3 months old. But when she was a newborn, I found out the hard way that now spinal taps are now routine procedures
at children's hospitals, if you bring in your newborn baby and your baby has a very slight fever, that means like if it's above 100.3 degrees Fahrenheit, your baby could get a spinal tap. I mean, you'd think that a spinal tap could make your baby at more risk of getting some kind of infection in their spine.
But Millie, your baby didn't even have a fever and they wanted to give her a spinal tap.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. So let's go ahead and roll to this report where I explain my medical nightmare with my newborn baby.
This is Alma, my three-month-old baby daughter, and she is what a perfectly healthy, unvaccinated baby looks like. She's in all the top charts. She's off the records. I mean, she is so healthy, and the doctors, in the beginning, they tried to pressure me into vaccinating her, but now she's surpassing all the other babies that she was behind initially that were vaccinated. So there she is. So she was born C-section, and of course with C-section babies, she was suctioned after she was born, and that's when they kind of put a big suction thing in the back of your throat and kind of remove fluids. But when she had her first baby checkup appointment, they looked in the back of her throat and they saw that she had a little bit of a scratch or sore at the back of her throat, and so the doctors freaked out. They thought that maybe she had a sore, maybe she came in contact with some herpes virus or something at the hospital. They were asking me about my medical history, and I'm like, no, I've never had any type of herpes or anything. Plus, she wasn't even born vaginally. She was born with a C-section. Nonetheless, they wanted to send her to a hospital immediately. But I was like, no, I don't think she needs to be at a hospital. She doesn't have a fever. She's fine. She's healthy. They said, go to, you know, Walgreens, Rite Aid, get a thermometer and monitor her. If she spikes a fever, even if it's over 100.3, bring her into the ER. So I was doing that, and of course, a day or two later, I took her temperature, and it said 100.6. So I thought, oh my gosh, maybe she did come into contact with something at the hospital. I should take her into the ER and get her checked out. So of course I go. As soon as I get to the ER, the doctors then take her temperature with their thermometer, and it says she doesn't have a fever. So I then say, wait a second, let's check mine. So I checked mine. It said she had a fever. They checked theirs again, no fever. So I quickly realized that this cheap little $5 thermometer I got at the drugstore was faulty. Something, you know, wasn't very accurate. I trust the hospital's calibrated equipment more than this little cheap one. So what did they say? They said, we need to get a blood sample and a urine sample. So, of course, I was thinking, okay, sure, maybe they'll prick her heel like we've seen or somehow collect urine. No, no, no. All of a sudden, before I knew it, they're wheeling in all this crazy equipment. All these people come in. They shove a catheter in her, and she's screaming. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. No, what are we doing here? Oh, this is the only way we can get urine. They start having nurses stick needles in her arms to try to get a vein. Of course, she's reeling and screaming in pain, and I start freaking out, panicking, and crying because I'm watching my poor baby writhe in pain. And I'm like, stop. I don't want this. We need to go. Like, I do not want to be here anymore. I want to take her out of here. And they said, no, sorry, ma'am. They were literally threatening me with CPS or, you know, the Child Protection Services for medical neglect if I took her out of the hospital, despite the fact that she didn't really have a fever at all. But because they said she had some kind of mark or scratch at the back of her throat, you know, they had to run all these tests on her. They had her all wired up like she was some sick baby, took us up to, you know, to stay overnight and everything. And the doctors then started wanting to pressure me to allow them to start her on high-dose antibiotics and do a spinal tap on a newborn baby without any evidence that she was sick. They literally had no evidence she was sick, no fever, nothing. And they wanted to do a spinal tap on her. I kept saying, no, no way in hell. We are not doing a spinal tap on a newborn baby. I started threatening them legally that I would sue them, that you are not allowed, like, this is where I draw the line, and this is where I threaten you legally that you are not going to do a spinal tap on my newborn baby. One of the doctors said to me, you know, if it were my baby, I would want them to have a spinal tap. I would want them to immediately be put on high-dose antibiotics. I said, really, even when your baby's perfectly healthy and doesn't have a fever at all? They said, well, you don't know that. And, mind you, the test they took the night before had already come back to show that the mark in the back of her throat came back negative for anything. No herpes, no crazy viruses or any illnesses. It came back negative. So even with a negative test, they wanted me to do a spinal tap on my baby. I actually got into a long debate with one of the doctors who just, he wanted to go at me with, you know, vaccines, and he had all the arguments, all the things to say, and I was just like, no, I have my reasons. I know for a fact, and plus, you know, we have a thing in my family where babies get febrile seizures, and I didn't want to risk anything going on with my baby. You know, I said, when you can show me on those inserts that it doesn't say risk of death, risk of autism, risk of all of these autoimmune diseases, when you can show me those vaccine inserts don't say that,
well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I've got $3 a son. None of them are tested for safety. They have secret liability protection. Now it's hundreds of shots they want to give, and they know what they're doing. This is on purpose, people. We're not against science. We're not even against vaccines itself, in my view. It's that they're not giving us quality vaccines. They've got contaminants, and it's part of a larger agenda. And these sweet little babies, my children are all in the top 99 percentile of everything, just like this baby is. And the doctors will tell you, no, we notice the difference with unvaccinated and vaccinated. It's a fact. But regardless, it's like a public health issue or like Yelp or reviews. They're trying to say mothers and fathers and people or nurses can't have their views that vaccines have caused damage or they've been hurt by vaccines. So they're trying to say that you as a consumer don't have a right to say you were hurt by a product that Big Pharma has that has liability protection with the whole history of Big Pharma and Bayer with HIV in the shots and the OxyContin company knowing it would kill people. I mean, really? We're going to just trust these people that have this history of secret experimentation? I really commend you guys and your courage, and other parents stand together. God bless you.
So there you have it. That was my medical nightmare where my poor baby had to suffer through all because of a bunk thermometer and me not trusting my own mother's intuition and trusting to take her in when the doctors were panicking. And, oh, yeah, by the way, that little scratch at the back of her throat, they ended up deducing that it was most likely caused from the suction thing that they used on her when she was born in the hospital.
So they caused this because they weren't careful when they were suctioning the fluids out of her lungs. And then they want you to give her a spinal tap out of something that they caused. And those were young doctors, right? The older doctor came in and was like, what is she doing here?
Yeah, that's right. Even an older doctor came in and looked at the baby and says, what is this baby doing here? She's perfectly healthy. Let her go. This just goes to show that, you know, we have these white coats that think they know better than parents, and they want to put your children through all these things. The spinal tap probably, I mean, who knows, it could have caused her to get an infection in itself when she was already healthy to begin with. That's the same thing with the vaccines. You know, they're fixing babies that were born healthy. It doesn't make sense. Well, that is all for today. Thank you so much, Caitlin Bennett, for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.